escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lord, have mercy.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
Been a frustrating day simply because we get more injury news from the Braves about what's going on with our team. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Can we play the Brian Snicker one more time, please? Because for those of you who are just joining us and you're like, what in the world are you and Mike talking about? When you said Brian Snicker said something that really resonated with you. And it resonated because as much as we try to compare old school and new school, sometimes old school was better. It's just what it is. And you may not get that if you are in the moment right now. 2025 is the best year ever. Okay, let's go another 25 years and let's look back and see. Because there are some things that we do now that make our lives easier, but then there are some things we do that make our lives harder. Brian Snicker said all this stuff that we're doing to try to make our hitters better may just, in fact, be making our lives harder, and we may be overanalyzing all of this stuff. Here's what he said last night after the loss to the Angels.
Well, no, it's this whole game is that. I'm telling you, this is a, you know, it doesn't profile like, but this is a mental game, and all of it. You know, so yeah, it's about confidence and feel, and you know, I think we break. You know, we kind of get into the probably overwhelm ourselves with mechanics and video and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's we've made it a really mental game, I think, in the industry. You know, they didn't have all this information. They didn't have all the video and whatever. And those guys put up unbelievable numbers and made it to the Hall of Fame. But now we're kind of overanalyzing everything. And I do. This has been a mental game from the origination of it. And that's why you have such, you know, why I know I do have such respect for those guys that play it at such an elite level for so long.
Yeah, it's just... It's fun. It's like Snicker's version of Bull Durham. Carl and I were joking around about this earlier, you know. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. You see the ball, you catch the ball, you hit the ball. It just, this is one that is about as, I thought, you know, it's poignant, it's on point. And I don't know if this is anything, granted, it had nothing to do with Tim Hires or anything like that. It's just a guy, you know, kind of echoing the sentiments of a lot of folks around baseball. The paralysis of analysis. Whatever Seitzer was doing was working. It didn't work great last year. But he had an amazing run the year before. And this year, I don't want to pin it on Hires. I don't know what his technique is. But is anyone telling these guys what Chipper Jones says, Carl? When you're struggling, try to just go the other way with the pitch. Take the center field. Maybe stop trying to hit everything at a precise launch angle to direct the ball over the fence. You know, I mean, yeah. It's like the nerd crap that is so prevalent that Snicker's talking about in his own way has overtaken baseball, trying to creep into football too much, too much in sports anyway. Why we have the three-point shot running amok and why regular season games become unwatchable in the NBA.
Well, the three over everything, yes, it is funner. There's no doubt, but it also can be a situation that, you know, you're either in or out of a game fairly quickly. I just feel like, and again, this gets back to what's old and you know, what's better, is it new and is it better? I just feel like, Mike, you're inundating, and not just baseball, you're inundating us with information. And sometimes, you know, we say this, put your phone down sometimes, right? Sometimes it's just overwhelming. Like, oh, you know what? I've been looking at all this stuff, and you get caught up on your phone, and it's, oh, the having these phones is so much better. Is it? Is it, parents with your kids? Is it? Like, I don't know if these guys are being over inundated with information about hitting and how to hit and stance and hands and all this. And then, Mike, I'm in a slump. And now you got me thinking about 400 different things when I get up there to take a pitch.
Yes, hit the ball as hard as you can. Understand that, yes, harder balls have a better chance of getting through the infield. But sometimes when you're trying to do that, you strike out a lot. Okay? By the way, Tyler Anderson throwing that junk last night. I'm literally yelling at the TV.
I'm going to hit this dude.
My wife is like, why are you screaming? You sound like a mental patient. I'm like, how is Acuna striking out against this guy? Ronald's having a, hopefully just a little mini patch because, brother, the only way this gets worse is if Acuna gets through a slump.
Well, it might. If it gets worse from a record standpoint, as I said to early in the show, I'm sitting him. I mean, call me crazy. There's just no reason why we're 15 or 16 games out. And I'm like, hey, we got a little bit of a shot knowing what our pitching situation is. Todd just hit us up and put him up, see Dukes and Mike Bell ATL. He goes, for the Braves. Fire sale it! So yeah, he's jumped on board.
Fire sale it! I mean, fire sale.
This is the sentiment right now. Doesn't mean they're not going to win tonight. It doesn't mean Profar's not going to come back and play well. But the Profar thing is being minimized, Mike,
right,
by your real hopes of, even if he plays well, what does that look like for the overall makeup of the team? Like that, we can get excited about, all right, hadn't seen this dude, maybe he gives us a spark. But, man, this pitching thing with today, and if you're just joining us, Schwellenbach now on the IL, and it looks like he's not going to be back anytime soon as well. So you've got basically two starting guys in Chris Sale and Schwellenbach, who Schwellenbach looked great in his last outing. 12 strikeouts, he looked really good. But you got two guys that you're probably not going to see, if you see him at all, until August or late early September.
Right. I mean, the thing is, you can't complain about the pitching when the hitting is so abysmal. But, you know, the fact that, you know, you're down to this position, you were always betting on the come on A.J. Smith-Shawver. Now, no one anticipated him having arm trouble, but every other young pitcher in baseball is having arm trouble. You know, and now Spencer Schwellenbach tries to gas it up a little bit. Now he's out with breaking a bone in your elbow? I mean, the time to load up on frontline starting pitching was during the hot stove league back in December.
Yeah.
When your team you think is good enough, and remember, guys, we had baseball analysts all around the league, guys who cover the sport nationally. Braves are the second best team in the league, putting us right behind the Dodgers.
Oh, easily.
You know, and that was without the pitching. That was just based on what they thought 1-9. But they don't let Alex spend on frontline pitching. They never do.
404-726-0929. You can hit us up. Let us know what you think. There's been so many different comments today. So many of you, chiming in on this. My biggest fear now is really coming to life. And that is, we're, what, 10 days, day, 9 days, whatever it is, from the All-Star game.
Right.
Right? 2 weeks. And we're going to go into the break, not just double digits, like potentially in fourth, maybe fifth place in this division. I mean, the Marlins.
You're looking
for those,
up the Marlins.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the Marlins just took a jump ahead of us. This was my worst fear, Mike, when we talked about where could we be? Could we handle this stretch of games with the Mets and the Phillies? And then you said, oh, well, the Angels, they're not any good. They'll come in here. They beat us last night. We don't score any runs. I mean, this could play out where we could be 15 or 16 out before the break.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, when do you finally get that line, as we said? You know, call it a line of demarcation, right?
Yep.
Line in the sand, whatever you want to say. When Alex in management says, look, this ain't the year. This is not the year. And as we said, Grant brought up a great point. Really can't sell Ozuna because he's banged up right now with that hip thing. But you think that, like, some Braves fans, and I'm not trying to pick on guys, but some people can come back to us, well, you can trade in 2021. You outwitted the rest of the league. You picked up somebody's, let's be honest, retreads, and it worked out perfectly. You know, other than maybe Rosario was injured at the time. The value wasn't really.
So was Soler.
Yes, yeah, Soler was hurt. And Jock Peterson had bounced around. The Brewers, Mets, Padres, Cardinals, Giants, Reds are all shopping ahead of you. Okay? They're all better than you. They're all over 500. So, I mean, people sometimes feel like we work in a vacuum, that the Braves are the only team out there looking for stuff. And by the way, you know, there's the great debate. If you feel you've got a young farm system, maybe now is not the time to mortgage it. You know, I know you and I said, we don't know. The folks who ranked the farm systems, we spent time on it yesterday.
Yeah.
They have the Braves one of the worst farm systems, but they do have guys in the MLB futures games. Whether that's just a nod to the Braves because they're hosting the All-Star game, I don't know. But do you feel maybe this is the year to mortgage some of those young arms?
Poll is up. And Mike, that's a decision I think that obviously they've got to make, but they're going to wait to see because they're not going to say we've given up.
No,
not in
they're
July.
Gonna communicate that to the fan base.
Not in July. But even if they don't say it, we will say it. And we'll tell you. And I think we're not quite there yet, but we're moving in that direction. Poll is up at Dukes and Bell 929, suffering another loss to the starting rotation with Schwelly. If it gets any worse, you pulling Acuna? Because that's where I'm at.
Oh, snap. That's you went there?
That's where I'm at. Poll question's up. Go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. Yeah, man? No, man. Ironically.
I went no, man.
you can vote. Because what they're going to say is, oh, well, you know, people want to see him at the ballpark. Look, you play him up until the All-Star break, Mike, and you play him after. But then once you start to see this go downhill even more, what's the point?
Well, do you feel that he's going to be treated like a Fabergé egg the rest of his career? Or do you want to see him get into a rhythm? Or do you say that this year was always going to be a little, you know, sort of touch and go as far as his reps? I don't know. He looks good to me. You know, I thought the first few weeks he looked a little sketchy.
No, he looks great.
Right.
I'm just trying to save him.
Right.
I'm just trying to make sure that I don't run him out there in a useless season where we're not going to catch the Mets or the Phillies and potentially not do anything in the playoffs. And you're running out there. God forbid something happened. And then you know what y'all are going to say? I can't believe they were playing him. Right. We were 15 games out. Right. I don't know why they played.
But
I mean,
but again, it's sports. It's the sports entertainment business, and people pay for season tickets, and they pay to watch the stars, and they go to watch Ronald Acuna, and his team is 15 games under 500. So
well,
I see both
come,
sides of it.
But they're going to come anyway. I mean, we know this. The Braves fans are going to show up anyway. Like, let's be honest. Are we still going to go to games day? Yes. The Dominator, we're going to go to games.
Right.
Even if
I'm going to the All-Star game.
Well, that's a prime example.
After that, I'm not so sure. Right now.
But yeah, I'm just saying, you can go vote. It's at Dukes and Bell 929. One other thing we got to mention before we get out of here. Chris has got the night show. DeAndre Ayton agreeing to a deal to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Ooh, okay.
He's going to make $34 million next season between Portland and L.A. So between the two, he's going to make $34 million. Bottom line is, apparently, Mike, and we'll see, Lakers get their center, right? Lakers get a big. They get a guy that at least can play in the middle. We'll see what kind of impact he has. I think DeAndre Ayton's been damaged goods. And when he got to Phoenix, I think they figured out pretty quickly that he wasn't what they expected. He is a good player. I said it, but he's not a game changer. He's giving you 15 a night. Okay, on that team with Luka and LeBron and company, and again, LeBron can't carry them anymore. But I'm curious to see what this means for the Lakers, who everybody still tells me is a championship-caliber team. I don't see it. I mean, unless Luka comes back, soft-body Luka's not getting you anywhere.
No, that's for sure. How dare you call me soft-body Luka?
You are.
Tremendous fitness regimen. Know what I did last week?
What?
I swim the Danube.
Oh, really?
Yes. I had inner tube. I was more like a kind of a floating in Danube, but I did have to move my arms occasionally not hit rocks.
They are saying he's working on his fitness, though. So we're going to see. But, yeah, that deal just going down. So, again, NBA, free agency, guys in full swing. Moves are continuing to being made, and we're going to continue to talk about it with you guys coming up on the show tomorrow. All right, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. Oh!
Hey, thanks to our guests today. All of them online at Odyssey.com. Again, subscribe to Dukes and Bell so you can get all of our stuff. And when things happen, bloop, bloop, it pops up and you get a chance to listen and see it as well. All right, make sure you do that on the Odyssey app. Dominator, great job as always. Day-Day, terrific job. And I'm glad that you enjoyed the game last night with Dylon.
I'm glad that Dylan found his phenomenalis.
Yeah, me too.
Reclaimed his manhood.
Hey, tomorrow's Thursday, which is really Friday, because Friday is really, we're off, right?
What?
4th of July.
Giddy
so tomorrow,
up.
Man, we're having a lot of fun. Make Woo-hoo. Sure you're here at 2 o'clock. We got a couple of special guests to stop by. B-Mac is going to stop by as well. We'll talk NFL with him. He normally joins us on Friday. Chasing down a few other guys as well. NBA-related stuff, man. Make sure you're here. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow, though, as we head to a long weekend. All right, Mike Bell, we got to clear our way, man. Clear your throat!
Hey, man, could be the end of an era in Formula One. Max Verstappen, 4-time champion, apparently talking to Mercedes-Benz about jumping ship.
Here we
and
go.
It's getting critical mass because Red Bull don't have a good teammate for him, and he's basically fighting a one-man battle against McLaren. Apparently, there's some confusion about the contract. If he's not in the top four by the summer break, which comes up in August, he gets automatically out of the contract. Daily Mail in the UK says as long as he's not in the top two, he can exit the contract and nothing Red Bull can do about it. Toto Wolff, the evil mastermind of Mercedes, is going to kick George Russell off that team fast and you can say, come here, Max. Stay tuned.
Seen the movie yet?
Not yet.
F1, right? It's out.
I feel weird going to move.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's by myself and my wife sleeps in that theater.
Okay. Everybody's saying it's good.
I know.
All right.
Guys are telling me.
Hey, it's simple for me. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. Can we just go into the box and hit?
Mm.
If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you really do enjoy Launch Angle, nerd.
I don't know. I'm.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.